This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. We're doing a surah a day and we're in surah number 82, which is Surah Al-Infitar. Surah Al-Infitar, of course, as you know, we're doing the tafsir of Juz Amma. Surah Al-Infitar is very similar to the surah that precedes it, which is Surah Al-Takwir, and it has a lot of very similar themes. There are two main issues that are addressed and brought to the forefront of the surah. The first main theme is that there is an accountability of humanity towards their maker, Allah. That you cannot just enjoy the life that you live and have the blessings that God has provided and not be accountable for how you've lived your life and how you've related to other people and other things, animate and inanimate in it. Number two is that there is a life after death. And although this life has been set for us and made beautiful for us and there is finery in it and happiness in it, it should not consume us and lead us past looking into the next life. To know that there will be an end to this life, whether it's at your death or on the day of judgment. إِذَا السَّمَاءٌ فَطَرَتْ. There will come a time where that the heavens will be cleft asunder, opened and ripped apart. وَالْكَوَاكِبُ وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ. And the stars will dim and fall and be scattered. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ. And the oceans and the water shall surge forward and shall explode forward. وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ. And when the graves shall uncover and reveal what has been in them, and they'll be turned upside down, and the reality will come to existence, that the one that you thought was dead, in fact, is alive, and the one who's alive is about to die. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَرَتْ. It's at that moment that every soul will know what it has sent forward, waiting for it in anticipation of its return to Allah, both of good and evil. It's at that moment it's going to matter to you. The niceties you exchange with others, the ill statements you've had with others, the injustice that you dealt with others. And it's something that you will put forward and you're going to see what it is that you have saved for the next life. Ya ayyuhal insan. Allah speaks directly to you, O mankind. He doesn't refer to Ya ayyuhal Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O ye who believe. How? Why is this important? Any surah in the Quran that has O ye who believe, it's a surah that was revealed in the later stages of the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the two exceptions of Surah Al-Baqarah and Ali Imran. So Ya ayyuhal insan, O mankind, O human being, Allah's referring to us about those who are building faith. مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. Oh man, what has made you so careless about your Lord, who has always been generous to you, who has always been kind to you and clothing you and feeding you and healing you? What has made you so distracted from Allah? Is it because He's generous to you? Would you prefer that every time you did something wrong that you were immediately punished by God? This isn't the way of Allah. This isn't the way of the Almighty, the All-Powerful, the All-Gentle, Ar-Rahman. Maghrak, why have you become so careless about your Lord? Why have you distracted yourself? Alladhi khalaqaka fasawwaka fa'adalak. Haven't you paid attention that it is He who created you, fashioned you in a perfect structure and gave you your due proportion? Isn't He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has allowed you to mature and to become to this place that you are in life? Fi ayyi suratin ma sha'a rakabak. Don't you know in whatever way He wished to create you, He could have been? Don't you know He's the one who put you together in this shape and giving you the life you have and the challenges you have and the comforts that you have? Kalla. No. Rather. بَلْ تُكَذِّبُونَ بِالدِّينِ. No, you would rather deny the day of judgment. You would rather deny that you're going to be accountable to Him. You would rather blind yourself to the reality that you're going to be questioned about how you live. You just want to take and take and take from Al-Kareem, the most generous Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you want nothing to offer. You don't want to be accountable for the ni'mah, the blessing that Allah has given you. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ. In fact, you even forget that you have been given and sent upon you protectors, the angels who watch over you, have been in charge of you, and are appointed to look over you and to record your deeds. عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ. They are noble, honorable scribes writing down your deeds. يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. They're witness and know of all that you do, of what you say, and what you see, and what you hear, and what your body performs, even the sinful, evil, wrathful, vengeful intentions of your heart, all of it is recorded. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. If, nevertheless, those who are abrar, those who seek to practice a piety of heart and action, will be those who want to be from those who are righteous, birr, pious. They will be in delights of paradise, lafi na'im. They will find that the way they lived their life will lead them to a place of happiness. Wa innal fujjar, invariably the other side of it, that those who are fujjar, wicked, sinful, internally and externally, vile in their conduct, lafi jahim, that they will find that they will be in a blazing harshness of difficulty. Yaslawnaha yawm ad-din, it will be their punishment that they will taste and remain in it until as a punishment for the day of recompense. Wama hum anha bighaibin, and none of those fujjar, none of those sinners, none of those wicked people will be absent from it. They won't be able to pull themselves away from it. Wama adraka ma yawm ad-din, have you thought and do you know the reality of that day of recompense, of that day of question, of that day of hardship? Do you know what is set forth for you on that day? ثُمَّ مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. In fact, if you think about it again and again and again, will you ever come to a cognitive understanding of the reality and the importance of that day of recompense? Have you thought about what you will bring forward that day? يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. It is on that day when no soul will be able to have power to do anything for itself or others, and the decision on that day, والأمر يومئذ لله, the decision on that day is solely and wholly and completely with Allah. It's a powerful end to the surah. It's a powerful end to those two chapters, the Takwir wal-Infitar, which are twin surahs in their message. You're accountable for the blessings that Allah has sent you. Accountable for the blessings that Allah has sent you. Three important steps. Your accountability, it's not just because you haven't been given. غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. Why are you careless about your Lord who's been generous to you? And therefore, it's a powerful surah that brought to attention the people of Quraysh, the importance of them recognizing that everything that you've been blessed with is not something that should just be thankless. You have to be thankful. شَاكِرًا لِأَنْعُمِ. Thankful to the ni'mah of Allah. اللهم اجعلنا شكارين يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا من المؤمنين الطائعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين. Oh Allah, make us from the believers who are obedient to you by the leave of your mercy, O merciful one, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was your brother Yahya Ibrahim with a daily tafsir, a tafsir a day of Surah Al-Infitar, Surah number 82. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.